You didn't play college football or in the NFL. How fortunate are you that you're in this position right now?
Always look at it as I got some lucky breaks. I met the right people at the right time. I was lucky enough to be at Detroit, where Steve Mariucci gave me a chance. And then the fact that when Mike March got there, he didn't hesitate. He just kept telling me everything that he was doing, why he would think about stuff. And then the next year, becoming a quarterback's coach, and it was, you know, him giving me a little more, getting with Josh McDaniels, that opened up my eyes in a whole different dimension about how to attack a defense, what are they doing on defense, how are they playing certain coverages, the leverages, how to set up a game plan, because I was a lot more involved in that situation we had in Denver. And then when he left and Fox came in and Coach McCoy took over as offensive coordinator, and being able to work together was valuable for my growth.
What is part of your coaching philosophy style that you maintain today that you learned from Coach
Mars? I always loved Coach Mars's confidence. I always felt like whenever I heard him talk in front of players, you always felt like you were going to go out and put 50 on the board.
Does he have any Martzism in him?
Oh, yeah. You know, he gets up there and he starts installing stuff and, you know, some of the things he say, and I'll hit him. I'm like, hey, that was double M right there. That was reminiscent. And he knows it. I mean, and Mike's a heck of a coach, you know, offensive football, knows it like the back of his hand, knows how to get guys open. And Adam, you know, being around him enough, has picked up that as well.
One of the greatest, Peyton Manning, says you're the smartest guy he knows. Quite an endorsement for Peyton Manning.
We would always kid around. I'm like, you're the smartest guy. I'm just going to work as hard as I can to make sure that I have as many answers for you as possible. And that was the great thing about being with him was, he was such a sponge. He wanted to make sure he knew every little detail of what could possibly happen in a game. I had to prepare a certain way to make sure that when we went out on Sunday, there was no gray. Everything was black and white.
Is there anything, Adam, that you learned from Peyton that you can share with Jay to improve his game?
When we first got together, and I would just pay attention to his note-taking, and he was pretty good at it, but I broke out an old Peyton Manning playbook. It was really a spring install. It might have been a training camp install. And I just showed it to him. And I flipped over the pages, and I showed him, and I said, this is the same play he's been running for 14 years, and there was notes all over the page. It was a fresh start every year. He relearned the play. He made sure the details of whatever the coach was saying in the install was on there. And I think that hit him of, hey, you have to be detailed. Make sure that I know everything that's going on. I know everybody's responsibilities. I know the details of what my job is, plus his job.
And there's a certain level of intelligence that Jay brings to the quarterback position that it often isn't discussed. Is that really one of the connections you two guys have?
I think there's a little bit of that, but what I've really liked what he's done is he's kind of taken it over and making it his own. And he's putting his little spin on things, which he has that freedom to do when you play that position. I'm not a big fan of just locking him down. This is exactly how we're going to do it. I think he's done a good job, but you can't do that unless you immerse yourself and know every little detail of what everybody's job is.
How long will it take where you're comfortable that your offense has absorbed everything in that offensive scheme?
It's going to take the full season. I mean, it's going to be a process.
Whenever he gets the feel and he's calling plays, he's all over it. I mean, I haven't had a guy like that in the moment while we're playing football can dial him up the way he can dial him up.